front of the light first.
Yes, sir.
Same.
Yeah, Bill.
Thank you.
Say when, please.
Who says when?
The man on the left, Ed.
All right.
Ready?
All right, Ed.
Perhaps I should begin by apologizing for interrupting a pleasant weekend. However, I trust that the information we have collected will not be found altogether unpleasing. This agency, as is its custom, has been conducting a continuing survey of press and radio reaction to Fidel Castro's offer to exchange prisoners for tractors. It is clear that Castro has blustered his way into a major blunder. With a single utterance, he has erased that narrow line of philosophy and tactics that separates communism from fascism. Almost without exception, the press and radio of the free world have drawn the obvious parallel between his proposal and that of the Germans to trade Jews for tractors. Castro revealed himself for what he is, and the U.S. reaction reflected what we are. Most of the free world found our response to the offer to be in accord with our heritage and tradition of our regard for the individual. Castro has damaged the cause of communism. His senior partners in Moscow and Peking have not supported him. There is a groundswell of disgust welling up in Latin America. We have prepared for you a press reaction. From both conservative and liberal newspapers, from government figures, from committees and voluntary groups, the comment is basically the same. This has been accompanied by demonstrations in favor of freedom, by student groups, by women, and by legislators. Castro's offer has been called blackmail. That's a handy word. But in civilized countries, censure of the act should run to the blackmailer, not to the blackmailed. As Dr. Milton Eisenhower observed, a mother paying ransom to regain the life of a child is not denounced because she deals with a blackmailer. The calumny is on the head of the man perpetrating the wrong, not on the wronged. In recent days, after more than a week of hesitation, communist radio stations are calling Castro's offer an act of humanitarianism. But the communist press, particularly in Latin America, has maintained what can only be described as an embarrassed silence. The United States Information Agency can claim no credit for this widespread response of revulsion. It was not our informational propaganda that produced the result. Such editorial reaction cannot be persuaded or purchased. The reaction in Latin America and elsewhere was the response of free men to an offer to trade men for machines. The result was altogether predictable. Had the people of this country remained mute, the reaction would undoubtedly have been otherwise.
Thank you, sir.